Service to blood, but that the boy was naturally inclined that way. At that time, Hiranyakashipu became very angry and asked Prahlad why he had become a Vaishnava. In answer to this question, Prahlad Maharaj recited this verse to the effect that one cannot become the Lord's devotee without receiving the mercy and blessings of another devotee. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Exploit the region.
and interfere with the mountains that the local indigenous people worship. Not like they worship Giriraj, they see him in a different way. But anyway, when he came through, he contacted a skin disease, and so his body was very embarrassing. And despite the fact that he would have blood and pus oozing from sores on his body, every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see him, he would embrace him, which meant that all of those substances would also go over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. And ultimately that was, well, you could just imagine if anything like that would happen to the deities, you go on the altar and blood or something like that touches the deities, considered impure. So Sanatana Goswami was really distressed by this, and he was thinking of committing suicide. That was one thing which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really disapproved of. He was going to throw his body under the wheels of the Rath Yatra cart. But then once in a discussion with Jagannatha Pandit, who was very much his junior in terms of age, in terms of Krishna consciousness, seniority, he gave him the advice, why don't you go to Vrindavan? And when Sanatana Goswami heard this, he became very upset. He became, first of all, he didn't want at that time Sanatana Goswami to go anywhere, but he became very upset that Jagannatha Pandit, who's an eternal associate of the Lord, but still, and he would call him Jagga, he got very upset. Who is this Jagannatha Pandit who dares to give you advice? Just like yesterday, we were going around and hearing the devotees were following this protocol that the first juniors speak and then the senior devotees speak later. Lord Chaitanya was very angry at this breach of etiquette, that here's this, albeit liberated soul, but here's this younger devotee advising a senior devotee. And not only is he senior, but then Lord Chaitanya started to glorify Sanatana Goswami. He says that you're so advanced in knowledge that I even consider you to be my spiritual master. Well, what to speak of? And they call this immature boy. Lord Chaitanya didn't like that at all. But he was very, very much attached to Sanatana Goswami, who he gave different instructions to, or they actually gave the mission along with Rupa Goswami, Kavi Karnapur, and scored in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Cites those verses about Sanatana Goswami, and they come a little later on, about how Lord Chaitanya empowered Rupa and Sanatana Goswami to, he told them, you go to Vrindavan, you find the lost places of Krishna's pastimes, you write scriptures, and you establish a process of worshipping Krishna in his deity form. Rupa went to first do all these that were sent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already sent Lokanath Goswami, who took Bhugarbha Goswami with him. They were close friends a lot earlier. The credit seems to go very much to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami for doing that service, because they were really the leaders of the Vaishnav community. And although others participated in these service, Jiva Goswami as well, and everyone in one way or another, all these Vaishnavas were locating original deities established by Vajra, and some 5,000 years or 4,000 years prior to that. And they all participated in the worship of the deities, writing scriptures and so on. But the authority was always invested in Rupa Sanatana Goswami, that everyone would always consult them and bring their books to them, get advice from them, guidance from them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had great affection for Sanatana Goswami. And as such, you can see he spent so much time giving him instruction. Obviously, the Gita reading didn't take 2 months to speak. You can read these chapters going from chapter 20 to 24, right? So it doesn't take 2 months. Therefore, this is more or less a summation of what was spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If that was a verbatim discussion, probably Chaitanya Charitamrita would, as it is, be much, much longer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really took the time to very elaborately describe Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami then really summarized the teachings in two very important books, and Lord Chaitanya will tell him specifically that he wants him to write Hari Bhakti Vilas, so that we know the process of sadhachar, proper conduct of Vaishnavas, the real science of deity worship, what are the duties of Vaishnavas, particularly of the in the Grihastha ashram, and which is actually a cooperative work between Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And then Sanatana Goswami writes Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which we're very fortunate to have, with commentaries of our just recently departed
Gopi Pranava.
Gopi Pranava. Very wonderful literature, which shows actually the stature of Sanatana Goswami, and that when he's writing Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he introduces it, explaining that this whole book was actually revealed to him within his heart, and he's writing down that revelation. And it is Brihad Bhagavatamrita is really summarizing the essence, the purport. Well, not summarizing because it's very long, but it's elaborating on the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, after glorifying Krishna's opulence and his sweetness, then he begins to describe the process of devotional service. Up until now, he talks about the other forms of practice, yoga, canon, the Varnashram system, but ultimately now we come to pure devotional service, and he'll go in chapter 22 from describing the process of Sarana Bhakti, and then afterwards the Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti, and the development of love for Krishna as the ultimate goal of life. And in Srila Prabhupada's words on one walk, he said, this is our own private business. When he was speaking with Sarvanandar Goswami, walking on Venice Beach, talking about his plans for defeating these scientists, Srila Prabhupada said, our worship of Radha Krishna is our own private business, but preaching means that we actually need to defeat the scientific perspective of the world, of reality, because it's false. And therefore, while all of these things are of great relevance to us, of course, Srila Prabhupada concludes in his afterward or epilogue to Chaitanya Charitamrita, said that he's written this mostly for his disciples. Chaitanya Charitamrita is for those who really have accepted Krishna, believe in the process of devotional service, and are really moving forward to become pure devotees. But our preaching is to ordinary people, we're preaching to laymen. And in our modern world, we're preaching more and more to higher and higher educated people, or rather, we may not be actually necessarily preaching to the higher educated people, but people are getting more and more educated. And their understanding of the world is becoming more and more detailed, and they're becoming more and more brainwashed by a whole materialistic and atheistic worldview, which is based on an empirical perspective of life, that ultimately life comes from matter. And achievements such as these telephones, computers, recorders, and so on, go on to convince people that many of these things that ordinary people are never going to verify must be true. Because look at all the things that they're doing, and the things that they're doing are pretty extraordinary. They're certainly very, very clever. And so when the materialists talk about what is the world that we live in, and when they talk about the process of creation, they talk about a whole different perspective than what you find in our books, particularly in Srimad Bhagavatam. Their idea is that from very small, basic systems, such as atoms, electrons, inorganic things, ultimately you can build more and more complex structures until you have a human organism which is conscious and is able to understand this type of development. And then, of course, and over and beyond that, from those very simple structures which come out of, ultimately they say, came out of nothing, because the idea of the Big Bang, which is very much a belief, it's not something that they have the type of scientific evidence for that they would like to put us to scrutiny under, in terms of proving the existence of God, or the real type of scientific evidence they have for so many other very much simpler things, like how do you know that hydrogen and oxygen mixed together make water? You can do it. You can do it in a laboratory. This you can't do in a laboratory. You don't have an experiment, and it's going to replicate the Big Bang. But still, that somehow or another, this explosion ultimately originally came from nothing. And from there on in, very, very simple structures made more and more complex structures by chance, by some kind of random arrangement, and by the process of selective combination over there, you've got different inorganic matter, planets, and so on evolved, and you have organic living, organic matter as well, living entities that also, by the process of evolution, came to ultimately from amoeba all the way up through monkeys to human beings, and here we are. And this is the worldview. This is what is being taught in schools and universities. This is the religion of the modern age. But this isn't what Srimad Bhagavatam says. And so when we're preaching to people, we're selling them books, we have certain statements in our scriptures, and of course this is not the only one, which really flies in the face of what they've been taught or brainwashed in their educational institutions. In fact, very often it flies in the face of things that we also believe in. For instance, even our Srila Prabhupada's alternative, or the Vaishnava alternative to a social structure. Our Krishna consciousness movement is presently still living in a post-social structure, more or less that is in the world around us, rather than actually developing its own social structure, which we talk a lot about, but we don't really have, in all intents and purposes, established very well, which is Varnashram. So we know Chaturvarnam Varnashram. This is Tosyakara Dharma Vimam, this is Krishna's own system. But anyway, that's another issue. That issue I'm not planning to touch. But this issue is a very real thing, is that if we want people to accept what's being stated here, the pure devotional service starts when you associate with pure devotees, and the process of devotional service and everything else that goes along with it, this is true, and that ultimately you awaken love of Godhead and God is a supreme person. And because we're talking about the absolute truth, that means that something else in our books can't be wrong. It also has to be right.